It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday, July 16th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Yahoo's president and CEO Marissa Mayer was appointed a year ago this week, and in that time, the former Google executive has been in the news plenty, from ending her company's telecommuting policies to leading the purchase of blogging site Tumblr. So how's she doing? Marketplace's Noel King reports.
In her first year with Yahoo, Marissa Mayer bought 16 startup companies, from the microblogging platform Tumblr to the news aggregation app Sumly.
She seems to be moving. She seems to be moving Yahoo in the right direction.
Jeff Kagan is a tech industry analyst, but Kagan says what still isn't clear?
Whether or not it's actually going to mean anything to the bottom line at this point is the question.
Mayer's aggressive attitude toward acquisitions like Quickie, an app for creating videos, has convinced many industry observers that her focus is on developing products. Brian Weiser, a senior analyst with Pivotal Research, says you could argue...
Having someone at the helm whose primary orientation was around product was helpful for a company that had not had such focus in prior years.
But Weiser says, above all else, Yahoo is still in the advertising business. And
the problem is that advertisers don't want what Yahoo's selling.
Which means that Mayer still has some more work to do. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.
There's been some movement in the immigration debate as it impacts the intense world of live video gaming. Riot Games, which makes popular title League of Legends, will hold its world championships in Los Angeles this fall, where the best of the best will face off in an epic live tournament. And the company says it's convinced the federal government to give visas to competitive gamers, the same kind usually reserved for professional athletes. Jonathan Rothwell is a researcher at Brookings. He says the argument isn't all that far off.
Every competition needs to draw on the best competitors from around the world. Just think of how lame the U.S. Open would be if Roger Federer or Rafael Nadal weren't allowed to play.
Laugh at the comparison if you want, but Sundance DiGiovanni says you're wrong. DiGiovanni is the CEO of media company Major League Gaming, which he describes as a sort of ESPN for live video gaming events. He says his company helped lobby for the change and that Riot's viewership trumps a lot of mainstream sporting events.
14 million people tune into their All-Star weekend. And so when they have a championship event, they're going to have, you know, 15 to 20,000 people in the room, and those people are there to see not only the game being played, but also the players. So bringing them in from Europe and bringing them in from Asia is a key component to that because the fan base wants to see them as the matches are being played.
But is paperwork for gamers a waste of time and government resources? DiGiovanni says maybe, but he thinks that opening up athlete visas for gamers is a form of trailblazing.
I actually think that in the long run, it will help because a lot of the people that we're seeing come over are being watched by the next generation of coders who are going to come up and realize that they can travel and get work visas because their favorite esports athletes were able to.
The winning argument, by the way, for letting pro gamers apply for O-1 and P-1 visas was about the economics. There's real money involved in this so-called sport. First prize at Riot Games' upcoming championships in October, a cool million. And before we go, I'll get started on my Christmas list right now and add a Madeline. A London-based designer has created the gadget that tries to capture scents and turn them into so-called olfactory photographs. It's like a consumer-grade perfume machine that turns your favorite smells into little capsules. The long-lost scent of my plastic He-Man figurine and Grandma's fried chicken? Coming right up. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.